സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. പേജ് 109, 9th chapter, 7th ശ്ലോക. ജനിമ ജ്ഞാന വിജ്ഞേയം സ്വപ്ന ജ്ഞാന വദിശ്യതേ നിത്യം നിർവിഷയം ജ്ഞാനം തസ്മാദ്വൈതം ന വിദ്യതേ. ഇൻ ദിസ് സൂക്ഷ്മത വ്യാപിത പ്രകരണം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷിംഗ് ആത്മ ആർ ദി സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം വിച്ച് ഈസ് ഐഡന്റിക്കൽ വിത്ത് ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഈസ് ദ അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ് സറ്റിൽ ആൻഡ് പർവേസീവ് എൻറ്റിറ്റി ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത് ഓഫ് ദിസ് എൻറ്റയർ യൂണിവേഴ്സ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് like akasha, vayu, agni, apaha. It is the cause of all these five elements to show that its subtlety and pervasiveness. Acharya compared with all these five elements introduced, compared, not compared, but introduced the five elements. Each element has got how many gunas. How you understand the subtlety, pervasiveness? Lesser the gunas, more the pervasion. Lesser the gunas, more subtlety. More gunas, lesser the subtlety, lesser the pervasion. Akasha is having one guna, most pervasive, most subtle than all other elements. That Akasha has got only one guna. It doesn't have even second guna. The blueness is also not there. In the previous shloka, he said, ignorant people, like children, they see that Akasha has got blueness. Sky, blue sky. Blue sky, there is no blue sky at all. Akasha is only one. The space is looking in blue guna. It has got only one guna. How can it can have a neelatvam? Neelatvam is not possible only where there is shabda guna. If you say neelatvam, Akasha will have how many gunas? Two gunas. Shabda guna one, neela guna one. If you accept neelatvam also. Therefore you cannot accept neelatvam for Akasha, that is space, because eka gunatvat. What to talk of its karanam, atma, the chaitanyam, brahma, nirgunam. That's the most pervasive and most subtle atma you have to understand. There is no second thing. Atma is advaitam, sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha. There is no second entity, advayaha. How can you say that now? I can establish that in the next three shlokas he is going to talk. Very interesting, a new topic like you can take. He is going to climax now. What is that climax? I introduced. There are three factors we have to understand in this world. വിഷയാഹ, വിഷയജ്ഞാനം ആൻഡ് നിർവിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം. ഐ ഹാവ് ഇൻട്രൊഡ്യൂസ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ്. വിഷയാഹ മീൻസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്. ആൾ ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ് ഇൻ ദ വേൾഡ്, ഇൻ ദ എൻറ്റയർ യൂണിവേഴ്സ് കം അണ്ടർ വിഷയാഹ. ബിക്കോസ് ദർ ആർ സോ മെനി ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്. ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ദ വേൾഡ് കം അണ്ടർ വിഷയാഹ. Then second one, once Vishaya is there, you are knowing that Vishaya, Vritti Jnanam, Vishaya Jnanam. Vishaya Jnanam. Sa Vishaya Jnanam. Now this Vishayaha can be called as Gneyam. Vishayaha can be called as Gneyam also. That object which you know is called Gneyam. Knowable object is called Vishayaha. So Vishayaha can be called as Gneyam. You can call it as Gneyam or object. In English we call it as object or Prameyam or Gneyam or Vishayaha. These are all synonyms. Vishayaha means object. Object means Gneyam. Gneyam means Prameyam, that which is knowable. This clip comes under what? Knowable. Whatever is knowable comes under object, Gneya Vastu. So now Vishaya Jnanam, clip knowledge. Once clip is there in front of you, object is there. Once you see the clip, what you get? Clip Jnanam. So Vishaya Jnanam. A Jnanam which has got a Vishaya. What is the Vishaya of clip knowledge? What is the object of clip knowledge? Clip. What is the Vishaya of that book knowledge? Book is the Vishaya. Book is the Vishaya of book knowledge. What is the Vishaya of car knowledge? Car. Car knowledge, car is the Vishaya. House knowledge? House is the Vishaya. Vishaya means object. House is the object for house knowledge. Car is the object for car knowledge. Woman is the object for woman knowledge. Mic is the object for mic knowledge. Speaker is the object for speaker knowledge. Chair is the object for chair knowledge. What not? Every object and every objective knowledge. Vishaya Jnana. Two are there. You agree? Vishayas are there. Vishaya Jnanam. Irka illiya unikku. In your house, you have so many objects. Do you know all of them or not? In your house, you have so many Vishayas, objects are there. Do you know sofa in your house? Vishaya Jnanam is there or not? Sofa Vishayaka Jnanam. Fridge Vishayaka Jnanam. Mic Vishayaka Jnanam. Mic irukku illiya speaker. Mic. TV mic irukku. So all that jnanam, grinder jnanam, every object knowledge you have. Ipu nanna puriyirudhu swami. Because you are talking about my house and objects, I know very well that. So Vishaya and jnanam. Clear? Now, third is nirvishayaka jnanam or nirvishaya jnanam. This samishaya jnanam can be called as vritti jnanam. Ghata vritti jnanam, pata vritti jnanam. Griha vritti. Vritti means thought. Every knowledge is nothing but in a thought form. Vritti jnanam. So, savishaya jnanam or vishaya jnanam is equal to vritti jnanam. Now, nirvishaya jnanam means vishaya rahita jnanam. Nirvishaya means vishaya rahita jnanam. There are occasions when you get, there is no Vishaya, you get Jnanam. Nirvishaya Jnanam. Vishaya Rahita Jnanam. What is the example? Sushupti, in deep sleep, after waking up, you have not seen anything, no Vishaya is available in the sleep, no object is available in the sleep. Your eyes are not seeing anything, your ears are not hearing anything, you are not touching anything, you are not tasting anything, no Vishaya is available, mind is also not thinking. So Nirvishaya Sthiti is there. Now, after waking up, you say, I slept well, I don't know anything. Aham sukham asvapsam na kinchid avedisham. I slept well. Aham sukham asvapsam. I slept well. Then what? I don't know anything. I slept like a log of wood. I slept like a log of wood. I don't know anything. I don't know. No is there K-N-O-W. No. எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே தெரியலை. I don't know anything. That means that there is an awareer of the absence of knowledge. The awareer of the absence of Vishayas. Vishaya Jnanam is not there, that knowledge you have. In sleep, there is no Vishaya Jnanam for me. I don't know anything. Anything means what? No Vishaya, I don't know. Any Vishaya, I don't know. Any object, I don't know. What Jnanam? I don't know that Jnanam is Nirvishaya Jnanam. You know about what? I don't know anything now. In I don't know, there is no K-N-O-W. Is it not Jnanam? எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாதுங்கிறது ஞானமா இல்லையா? எனக்கு பிசிக்ஸ் தெரியாது, என்ன ஞானம்? நிர்விஷய ஞானம். எனக்கு சங்கீதம் தெரியாது, நிர்விஷய ஞானம். சோ நிர்விஷய ஞானம், விஷய ரஹித ஞானம். இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஆர் நாட் பாசிபிள்? ஓகே, நவ விஷயாஸ் ஆர் பாசிபிள், விஷய ஞானம் இஸ் பாசிபிள், நிர்விஷய ஞானம் ஆல்சோ பாசிபிள். சோ வாட் நவ? First two are mithya. Vishaya and Vishaya Jnanam is mithya. Nirvishaya Jnanam is satyam. That is what he want to establish in this shloka. Now look into the shloka. Jnatuhu Jnatihi Nitya Ukta. Jnatuhu Jnatihi. Here means Jnatuhu means the individual perceiver, observer. Sorry, I am seeing seventh one. Janimat jnanam vigneyam. Janimat means the which is the born knowledge. Janimat jnanam. Janihi asya asti iti janimat. Jnanam means vritti jnanam. Janimatu means karyam, that which is born. Hetu garbha visheshanam. A jnanam which is janimat. English word madri irukkilla, janimat. Jnana sahita vigneyam. Vigneyam means object. Object, which object? Object knowledge. Jnana sahita vigneyam. Jnanam vigneyam, object of knowledge. Object of knowledge you have means that there is object or not. When I say I have an object of knowledge about that object, so you are having two. Object is there and that knowledge about that object. Clear? That is what I explained until now. Vritti jnanam vishayaha. Jnanam and விஷய ஜானம், ஜானம் அண்ட் ஜ்ஞேயம். சோ ஜான சகித விஜ்ஞேயம், ஜான சகித விஜ்ஞேயம். தென் வாட்? விஷய ஜானம் விஷயச்ச மித்யா காரியத்வாத் ஸ்வப்ன ஜானவத் இஷ்யதே. திஸ் விஷய விஷய ஜானம், போத் ஆஃப் தெம் லைக் ஸ்வப்ன ஜானம், ஜஸ்ட் லைக் யுவர் நாலெட்ஜ் அபவுட் யுவர் ட்ரீம். Your house knowledge, house is Vishaya. House knowledge is Vishaya Jnanam. Both are like your dream Vishaya, elephant Vishaya, dream elephant knowledge. Who says Vishaya? Acharya says, Swapnavat Ishyate. Swapnavat means like a dream. In dream, object is real or unreal? Elephant you saw in the dream. And it is chasing you. You are running. That elephant object or not? You saw elephant in that dream. So elephant is an object. That elephant knowledge you have got in the dream, You have got in the dream. Once elephant is mithya, elephant knowledge in the dream, mithya. Clear? Similarly, Shastra says, in that Jew, elephant, whatever you see, that is also mithya, that elephant knowledge is also mithya. It is too much, Swamini. This is too much. Elephant in the dream is mithya, elephant knowledge is mithya, I can accept. But in Jagradavastha, elephant is satyam, elephant knowledge is also satyam, you say, no, it is not satyam. I will prove how it is not satyam. Or explain panna porar. Swapna jnanavatu ishyate. It is swapna jnanam. Swapna vastu jnanam. Jagrat jnanam, jnana visayaka vastu, also they are like a swapnavat ishyate. Then what is satyam? Okay, my dream object is false, my dream object knowledge is also false. Now this Jagrat world, now you see this flask. Flask is an object. And big teaching aid. Okay, flask is mithya, visayaha. Flask knowledge also mithya. Then what is satyam? If you say this is mithya, my everything, every object is mithya, every object knowledge is mithya. Tell me what is satyam. Is there any satya vastu? This is also like a swapnam. Now what you are seeing in a flask, I am seeing, it is like a dream flask, dream object, dream of flask knowledge. Then what is satyam? Satyam is nityam nirvishayam jnanam. Nirvishayam jnanam, which is eternally there, that is satyam. Nirvishayam, nirgata vishayaha yasmat. Nirvishayam, tat nirvishayam pradibahurihi samasa. Nirvishayam, nirvishyam jnanam, that is nityam, eternally there. Eternally there, nityam. Sarve vishayaha mithyaha swapna padarthavat is the vyapti. Sarve vishayaha mithyaha swapna padarthavat. Now you have to supply one word. Nirvishayam jnanam satyam bhavati. Nityam bhavati, satyam api bhavati. Yatu yatu nityam, tatu tatu satyam. Whatever is eternal, that is real. Satyam bhavati. Now he is establishing sakshinaha advitiyatvam. There are no many sakshis, only one sakshi. Tasmat, another sentence. Tasmat dvaitam na vidyate. There is no duality at all. Dvaitam na vidyate. Perception, for perception they are available. Experientially they are available. For your anubhava they are available. But they are not really there. Your sapna also anubhava available or not? For perception, for experienceability available. Sapna. So that they are real. Can they be real? No, Swamina, I have experienced it. Therefore it is real. You cannot say. Even though you have experienced, you know that they are all unreal. Similarly, Shastra says, even though you are experiencing the pot, flask, fan, light, etc., etc., they need not be real. And you may say, Swamini, in dream, pot is not useful, dream pot is false, because it is not useful for me. But this pot is useful, utility is there, therefore it can be real. But utility cannot prove the reality. Utility cannot be the criteria for reality. Even though it has got utility, if you argue like that, I will go further argument. In dream, dream water is useful for a dreamer or not? You think you are smart. Guru is smarter than Shishya. Waking world objects are useful. Waking world money is useful, but dream money is not useful. You say, I ask you, dream money is useful for dreamer or not? Dream money is useful for dreamer, not for waker. Waker money is not useful for dreamer. So dreamer money is useful for dreamer. Waker money is useful for waker. Therefore, don't say it is not useful. This is useful enough. Your money is not useful for dreamer. However much you are rich, you are begging in front of the temple. I have lost my purse. Please give 5 rupees. You are asking. Karodpati. Waker, karodpati, begging in dream. What is the use of your money? Tell me. You are suffering or not? Therefore, swapnavad eva. Therefore, what you want to establish finally? Tasmat dvaitam. Dvaitam jagrat prapancha, whatever you see, jewel objects, dvaitam, they are not real. Different sakshis are also not real. Only one sakshi, dvaitam na vidyate, only one awareer in different bodies, one awareer, experiencer in different bodies in different ways. There are no many knowers. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we'll go to the 8th shloka. Dvaita means duality. Na vidyate, non-dual only is there. Advaitam sakshi alone is there. Advitiya sakshi alone is there. 8th shloka. The same topic further he clarifies. Gnatur gnatir hi nityoktam sushupte svanya shunyatah jagrat gnatistva vidyatah jagrat gnatistva vidyatah tadgrahyam chasadishyatam. Gnatuhu gnatihi nitya ukta. Now the objectlessness, objectless awareness. Some people never accept objectless awareness. Nirvishaya gnanam. Gnanam means awareness. Nirvishaya gnanam, many systems of philosophies never accept. Except Visishtadvaitam, all other Nyaya, Sankhya, philosophers, Buddhism, they call only Kshanika Vijnanam. They never accept objectless knowledge. Only in Advaita we accept objectless knowledge. In sleep, objectless knowledge is possible or not? Possible. Similarly, objectless knowledge we are going to establish. We have to find out the objectless knowledge. For that we saw Sushupti example. Gnatuhu gnatihi nitya ukta sushuptehe. Sushuptehe, in Sushupti anya sunyata. There are no other objects. Anya shunyata. There are no other objects. According to Mimamsakas also, there is no objectless knowledge. In the Sushupti state, they say, objectless knowledge is there. We are saying, we are there in Sushupti. But this Nyaya, Mimamsakas and all, they say, we are Jadam in Sushupti. All of us are Jadam in Sushupti. Where is the question of Nirvishaya Gnanam in Sushupti? They say that. We say we are not Jadam. If we are Jadam, after waking up, how can you recollect, I slept well, I don't know anything, if you are Jadam? If you are inert in Sushupti, how knowledge you have received, I slept well? I slept well, knowledge cannot come to jadam padartha. There must be chetanam, chaitanyam. Therefore, we don't accept that philosophy. He says, sushuptehe tu anya shunyataha. Since there is no any object in the sushupti, anya shunyataha, gnatuhu gnatihi nitya ukta. Gnatuhu means the individual, gnatihi, gnatihi means the object of knowledge. Gnatuhu gnatihi, the object of knowledge. Here, Acharya keeping in his mind the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, na drishtur drishter viparilopo vidyate avinashitvat. That is, he is keeping in his mind and commenting upon that, based on Brihadaranyaka mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Jagrat vinatihi tu avidyataha tat grahyam. In sleep there is a knowledge. What knowledge? Objectless knowledge. Objectless knowledge. Now I will give you the meaning of this Brihadaranyaka mantra, you can understand. Na drashtuhu drishtehe. Drashtuhu means a person, a perceiver, pramata, the one who is observing, the seer. Vip drishtehe, awareness, awareness. That awareness of mind will never perish. Whether object is there or not, the awareer never perish. I am aware of what may change, that knowledge may change, because object change, that knowledge change, but the awareer will never change. Therefore, drashtuhu drishtehe, the person, the one who is the observer, seer, the one who knows, his awareness, viparilopo na vidyate. Viparilopa means destruction. Destruction is not there. Why? Avinashitvad. Because it will never perish. That is why in sleep also, we are all there. If you won't be there in sleep, who will go to sleep? If we were not there in sleep, next day morning, how can you get up? That itself proves you are there. You were there in the sleep. Awareer is there. Otherwise you cannot say, I slept well. I slept well, who is the awareer? I am only awareer. Jagradavastha also, savishayaka jnanam. In sushupti, nirvishayaka jnanam. Jnanam means jnanam. Either savishayaka jnanam or nirvishayaka jnanam. In nirvishayaka jnanam also, I am there. When I am knowing the clip, I am there or not. I the awareer of the clip, I the non-awareer of clip, but awareer is there. In dream, you see this clip, you are non-awareer. You have what? You don't have the knowledge of this clip. I am not telling about the dream clip. This clip, knowledge you don't have there. You are there or not? You are the awareer of the absence of this clip. Appa avarer irukka illaya? Viparilopo na vidyate avinashitvat. In waking also, I am the awareer. Vishayam illamal kuda naan iruken. Avinashitvat. That is the meaning. Natu tad dvitiyam asti. There is no second one. There is no second one in the mantra, Brihadaranyaka mantra. During sushupti, triputi is not there, nadvitiyamasti. Even your body you don't remember, your house you don't remember, nat dvitiyamasti. Without second thing, you are there or not. Kuchi sakshi? I am aware of my dream. Everyone after waking up, what they say? I slept well, I don't know anything. In this statement, is there any difference? There is no difference. But when you wake up, only difference comes. When all of us waking up, I slept well, I don't know anything. I don't know anything, there is a difference. What I know, no difference. What I don't know in sleep, same. Sushuptehe. Sushuptehe to anya shunyataha. There is no second thing. Shunya means it's not there. Therefore, gnatuhu gnatihi nitya ukta. Gnatuhu gnatihi. Drashtuhu drishtihi. The seer's awareness. Drashtuhu, I the individual who is sleeping, in my awareness, there is no perishability. Viparilopona vidyate. It will never change. Drashtuhu drishtehe. Gnatuhu gnatihi. There is no change. It is nitya ukta. It is same. Very technical. Three verses are very technical. இது சூக்மதா வியாபித்தான்னு நன்னா புரியறது சுவாமினி, இது என்னமோ புரியவே மாட்டேங்கிறது என்ன. அதுதான் இப்ப உபதேச சாகசிரி. ஓகே, சோ சுஷுப்தேஹே லாஜிக் வி கிவ் ஹியர். ஆப்ஜெக்ட்லெஸ் ஸ்டேட் விட்னஸ்ட் பை தி சைதன்யம். இன் த டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்லெஸ் ஸ்டேட் இஸ் விட்னஸ்ட் பை தி சைதன்யம். சுஷுப்தேஹி நிர்விஷயம் ஞானம் வர்த்ததே ஏவ. அதர் சிஸ்டம்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிலாசபி ந வர்த்ததே, நிர்விஷயம் ஞானம் ந வர்த்ததே. விசே வர்த்ததே வர்த்ததே வர்த்ததே. ஹவு கேன் யூ சே ஸ்லீப், கோ தூங்கிடு தெரியும்னா, கோ டு ஸ்லீப் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர்ஃபார் வாட் ஜாக்ரத் ஜ்ஞாதிஹி டு அவித்யாதஹ. Jagrat, in waking state, gnatihi, gnatihi means knowledge of object, avidyataha, it is because of your ignorance. This object of knowledge, in a big, big part, okay, object of knowledge, what you are getting, you are thinking you are intelligent, I know the part. Shastra says you know the part, therefore you are unintelligent. Whatever you say, I know this means because you have ignorance, that's why you say I know this. Like a dream person saying, I saw elephant, I saw this, that, and then when he say, what do you say? You laugh at him. When dream person says, I saw great elephant, I saw big palace, I saw this and that, when he says, Podu, enough of talking. Why you are talking about all dream objects? Shastra says, same thing Shastra says. You say, I know that. Shankaracharya says, enough of talking, avidyataha. Because of your ignorance only you are talking. I know this, I know that. Now you say, I know this part. What is not there? Where is the question of knowing part? Hey, part itself is not there. Where is the question of knowing part? One part is false. What about part knowledge? False. Now tell me, is it not born out of ignorance? I see the pot vishaya and I know the pot. What? I have to give gold medal to you. Shastra says not gold medal. Not even bronze medal. I don't want to give medal at all. Why? You are in sheer ignorance. Avidyataha. This knowledge is born out of ignorance because you are thinking there is a pot. I take the clay, you take the pot. Pooja Swamiji says, there in the Swamiji, I take the clay, you take the pot. If pot is there, if you say, I say there is no pot other than clay. No, no, Swamiji, it is pot is there in your hand. Then Swamiji says, I take the clay, you take the pot. You cannot take. But pot is only vacharambhana. Once pot is mithya, what about your pot knowledge? Tad grahyam, whatever knowledge you are getting through your perception, once your object of knowledge is false, that object false. The entire universe is objects, objective universe, and you are getting lot of knowledge. Objective knowledge is because of ignorance, he says. Avidyataha means because of ignorance, self-ignorance. Then what about that object? Objective knowledge falls in object satyama. Satgrahyam means object. Asat ishyatam, that is also false. Asat means false. That is also false. Ishyatam, may it be accepted. That object is also false, may it be accepted. Innu puriyalenna, I will tell you in the next shloka. We'll read 9th shloka. Next page. Rupavatvagya satvanna drishtyade karmatayatha evam vijnana karmatvam bhumno nasiti gamyate. A purapakshi, a possible purapakshi, acharya imagine and answer to that question. What is the possible question raised by the Purapakshi? The scriptures talk about Atmajnanam. Scriptures talk about Atmajnanam. For Atmajnanam, what is the Vishaya? Atma is the Vishaya. For Klipp Jnanam, what is the Vishaya? You said Klipp. For Griha Jnanam, what is the Vishaya? Griha. For Atma Jnanam? Atma is the Vishaya. In the previous sloka, 7th sloka, you said Vishaya is Mithya. Vishaya Jnanam is Mithya. Now, Atma is the Vishaya. Atma Jnanam is the Vishaya Jnanam. Clear? According to that, according to that logic, whatever you said, he is asking us only, you see now. According to your Siddhanta, you presented Vishaya, Vishaya Jnanam, both are Mithya, Nirvishaya Jnanam, Satyam. Tell me, Atma Jnanam is Satyam or Mithya? Atma is Satyam or Mithya? According to your law, previous law, Atma is Mithya, Atma Jnanam is also Mithya. Why? Vishayatvat, Atma Mithya, Vishayatvat, Ghatavat. Because you showed the Ghata, Ghata is Mithya, Ghata Jnanam is Mithya. You said, I'll also say, Atma Mithya, Atma Jnanam Mithya, Ghatavat, Vishayatvat, Ghatavat. Atma Jnanam also can be Mithya. That is the argument Purapakshi is asking. Atma Jnanam, Atmanaha Vishayasya Jnanam Mithya Eva Bhavati. Those words are not there in the shloka. That is the possible doubt can come to a Purapakshi. Shankaracharya answering. What is the Purapakshi's objection? How he raised this? He takes the quotation from Brihadaranyaka and Chandogya Upanishad. What he quotes in from Brihadaranyaka, he tells, during Advaita Avastha, Atma becomes the object of knowledge. ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് അദ്വൈത അവസ്ഥ ആത്മാ ബിക്കംസ് ദി ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് നോളജ്. ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് അതർ ടൈമിംഗ്സ് ദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥയാം അനാത്മാ ബിക്കംസ് ദി ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് നോളജ്. കറക്റ്റാ ഇരിക്കില്ലയോ? ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് അദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥ ആത്മാ ഈസ് ദി ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് നോളജ്. ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് ദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥ when you are interacting with the world with many objects, dvaita avastha, anatma is the object of knowledge. What he want to say, purapakshi, atma is also as an object of knowledge. Namma uttika matom, atma can never be the object of knowledge. He want to say atma is the object of knowledge. What is the pramanam? He says upanishad is the pramanam. വാട്ട് ഉപനിഷത്ത്? ബൃഹദാരണ്യക ഉപനിഷത്ത്. ആത്മാവ അരേ ദ്രഷ്ടവ്യ ശ്രോതവ്യോ മന്തവ്യ നിധിധ്യാസിതവ്യ ദ്രഷ്ടവ്യ. ആത്മ ഹാസ് ടു ബി ഓബ്ജക്ടിഫൈഡ്. ആത്മ അദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥയാം ആത്മ ഈസ് എൻ ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്. ഐ ഗെറ്റ് ആത്മജ്ഞാനം ഇൻ അദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥ. ഇൻ ദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥ ഐ ഗെറ്റ് അനാത്മജ്ഞാനം. അത് ഇത് കറക്റ്റ്. ബിക്കോസ് ഉപനിഷത്ത് സേസ് ദ്രഷ്ടവ്യ. അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു യുവർ ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ വാട്ട് വിൽ ഹാപ്പൻ? ആത്മാ ബിക്കംസ് മിഥ്യ. വിഷയത്വാത് ആത്മജ്ഞാനം ആൽസോ ബിക്കംസ് മിഥ്യ. വിഷയജ്ഞാനത്വാത് ദർഫോർ ദറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് റൈറ്റ് ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ. ദിസ് ഈസ് എ ലോൺ റൈറ്റ് ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ. ദറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് ഹി സേസ്. ആത്മവിഷയ ആത്മവിഷയക ജ്ഞാനം മിഥ്യാ ഭവിതും അർഹതി ആസ് യുവർ ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ പ്രീവിയസ് ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ. ദർഫോർ നിർവിഷയക ജ്ഞാനം വി ഡോണ്ട് ആക്സെപ്റ്റ്. അദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥയാം ആത്മാലുസയ വിഷയ ആൻഡ് വിഷയക ആത്മവിഷയക ജ്ഞാനം ഭവതി. ഡോണ്ട് സേ നിർവിഷയ ജ്ഞാനം. That is only Atma. Adellam varad. And Atma is also an object of knowledge. This is one quotation he quotes. He says, this is a quotation. Atma va are drashtavyaha. Atma has to be seen. When I see Atma, Atma becomes what? Object of knowledge. Clear as well as the Upanishad. See how they interpret Upanishad. ആത്മാവ അറേ ദ്രഷ്ടവ്യ. ആത്മ ദൃഷ്ടി വിഷയക ജ്ഞാനം ഇസ് ദേർ. ആത്മ മിഥ്യ ദൃഷ്ടി വിഷയത്വാത് ഘടവത് എന്ന്. ആസ് യുവർ ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ ആത്മ മിഥ്യ വിഷയത്വാത്. ആസ് അവർ ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ വാട്ട് ഹി സേസ് ദ്രഷ്ടവ്യഹ മീൻസ് ആത്മ ഹാസ് ടു ബി സീൻ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് നോളജ്. വെൻ യു സീ, വെൻ യു അദ്വൈതാവസ്ഥയാം യു ക്യാൻ സീ ഇറ്റ്. അത് ഹിസ് ഇന്റർപ്രിട്ടേഷൻ. ദെൻ ഛാന്ദോഗ്യ ആൽസോ യത്ര നാന്യത് പശ്യത്തി നാന്യത് ശൃണോതി നാന്യത് വിജാനാതി സ ഭൂമ. ഭൂമ മീൻസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. എ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഇൻ ഹുച്ച് യു ഡോണ്ട് see anything, you don't hear anything, you don't touch anything, you don't know anything, na shrunoti na pashyati na vijanati, you don't know anything, that is brahman. If enna vishayam, when you don't know anything, when you don't see anything, that time advaita avastha. Because I don't see anything, I don't hear anything, at that time whatever I experience, that brahmavastha is I experience. That is true. That is his contention, purapakshi. Atmani eva vijanati, that is brahma bhavana. Atmani eva, he recognizes atma as an object in himself. Then in samadhi, when you don't see anything, because when you see anatma, but therefore don't see, don't hear, don't think, don't know anything, other things. At that time, atmani, in that ஆத்மா, ஆத்மா இஸ் நோன், பிரம்மாத்ம பாவனா பூமா ஹி சேஸ். சோ ஃபார் தட் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் கரெக்ட். ஆத்மா இஸ் மித்யா பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். தட் ஆத்மா இஸ் மித்யா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் யூ ஆர் டெல்லிங், தட் இஸ் நாட் ரைட் இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன். வாட் ஹி செட், அதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் மித்யா, மித்யா ஜானம், போத் ஆர் மித்யா. ஆத்மா ஆல்சோ மித்யா பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் எ விஷயா, பிகாஸ் ஆத்மா ஜானம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ மித்யா. தட் இஸ் நாட் ரைட் இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன். ஆத்மா மித்யா பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். திஸ் இஸ் த ஹேது பூர்வபக்ஷி கிவன். இட் இஸ் அசித்தம், இட் இஸ் நாட் ப்ராப்பர். தென் ஹவு டு இன்டர்பிரேட்? சங்கராச்சாரிய கிவ்ஸ் த ஆன்சர் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா. ரூபவத்வாத் அசத்வாத் ந திருஷ்ட்யாதேஹே கர்மதா யதா. திருஷ்ட்யாதேஹே மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா, ஆத்மாவா அரே திரஷ்டவ்யஹ, அது திருஷ்ட்யாதேஹே. திரஷ்டுஹு திருஷ்டேஹே, தட் மந்த்ரா ஹி கோட்ஸ் இன் ஒன் வேர்ட், திருஷ்ட்யாதேஹே. தட் பிருஹதாரண்யக மந்த்ரா, தெர் இஸ் எ ஃபுட் நோட் number also they have given, you can go home and see in your footnote. Drishtya dehe means atma va are drashtavyaha etc. There in that context, in that context what? Karmata, karmata means object of knowledge. Rupatvat asatvat karmata na, கர்மத ந, தெர் இஸ் நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். ஆத்மா டசன்ட் பிகம் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். ரூபவத்வாத் அசத்வாத், பிகாஸ் எனி அதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் லைக் தே ஆர் ஆல் ஹேவிங் ரூபம் அண்ட் தே ஆர் ஆல் அன்ரியல். பட் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் அன்ரியல், இட் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி ரூபம், it doesn't have any form. Sorry, that is not the right reading. Rupavatvadi asatvat, here you have to take rupavatvadi, that is the way you have to read. Rupavatva, rupavatvadi asatvat na drishtyadehi. For this atma, this rupavatvam asatvam is not there. ரூபவத்வாதி எக்ஸெட்ரா எக்ஸெட்ரா, சப்த ரூப ரச கந்தா, ஆல் ஆர் நாட் தேர். டு பிகம் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ், எய்தர் இட் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் எ ரூபா, ஆர் இட் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் எ சப்த, ஆர் இட் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் எ ஸ்பர்ஷ, ஆர் இட் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் எ டேஸ்ட், ரச கந்தா. ரூபவத்வாதி மீன்ஸ் சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்தா. ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆகணும், என்ன அதுக்கு ஒரு கலர் இருக்கணும், ஒரு சப்தம் இருக்கணும், ஆர் சம் அதர் ஞான இந்திரியம், இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி அவைலபிள், ஆர் இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி அவைலபிள் டு த மைண்ட். ரூபவத்வாதி அசத்வாத், ஆத்மா டசன்ட் ஹாவ் ரூபம் எக்ஸெட்ரா. அசத்வம் நாட் தேர். அசத்வாது ந கர்மதா, atma can never be object of knowledge. There drashtavyaha, don't take it as a seen. Anything can be seen when it has got shabda sparsha roopa rasa gandha, either one or other guna. Since atma is nirgunam, how can you know that? You cannot know. Karmata object of knowledge. Drishtyadehe, there in that mantra, that is not the right interpretation. You cannot take that way. Evam vijnana karmatvam, evam in this manner, in this manner. Here Shankaracharya, first Brihadaranyaka drishtyadehe, he said atma is not an object of knowledge, said first line drishtyadehe. In the second line, atma is not an object, under the first line. ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ்ங்கிறது கிடையாது. So to refute Atma as an object, he has taken the first line. Drishti means drashtavyaha, means since it is an object, therefore you should know. And he Purapakshi interpreted. Acharya says drashtavyaha means not seen as an object. There its meaning is you have to understand. Avagamarhaha, avagamanam. Not drashta, darshanam. It is only understanding. For that, Brihadaranyaka. To refute the Atma as an object for Purapakshi statement, he refuted. Because it doesn't have any Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Asatvatu, they are not there, it cannot be an object. Can it be an object of knowledge in the silence when you don't see anything? When you don't hear anything and you get the object of knowledge, no. Second line, evam, in the same way, vijnana karmatvam, even Atma cannot be the object of knowledge also. Vijnana karmatvam, the object of knowledge, Atma as an object of knowledge, bhumnaha, of that Brahman, bhuma means Atma, Object of knowledge to that Brahman means don't understand. Oh, and the Brahman can chola poda. Brahman can never be an object of knowledge. So Brihadaranyaka mantra you have interpreted wrongly. In Advaita avasthayam only I can know the Atma as an object of knowledge. Not in Advaita avastha. Even Dvaitavastha also many times you get Nirvishaya Jnanam or not. எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே தெரியலையே அண்ணா, இப்படி உபதேச சகாசிரி கிளாஸ், எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே புரியலையே சுவாமி. இஸ் இட் நாட் நிர்விஷய ஜானம் ஆர் நாட்? பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள், என்னமோ ஒரே பிரெயினுக்கு இட் இஸ் கோயிங் அபவ் த ஹெட். நோ, தட் ஜானம் இஸ் நாட் தேர் ஆர் நாட் ஃபார் யூ. What jnanam? Upadesha sahasri not understood jnanam. Suppose you are all understanding, I know that. Suppose anyone says, I don't know upadesha sahasri. The nirvishaya jnanam or not? Adhikku poi neenga Brihadaranyakam kondu vandi and chandogyam kondu vandi and making the Atma as an object and as an object of knowledge sevaya. Enakku theriyadhe and student. சும்மா சொல்றேன். How many times நிர்விசய ஜானம் இஸ் கமிங் ஃபார் அஸ்? மெனி திங்ஸ் வி டு நாட் நோ. தட் ஆத்மா ஹூ இஸ் த நோவர் அவேரர் இஸ் எவிடென்ட் ஆர் நாட்? விஷயா இஸ் நாட் ரிக்வயர்ட். விஷயம் இல்லாமலே ஐ ஆம் செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட். தட் இஸ் த மீனிங் மோர் இன் in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.